Welcome to the Sexy Life Podcast, where you can get your healthy dose of sexy insights from high achievers living the sexy life. Join Lucy, your host, on the journey to a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Sexy Life Podcast. I'm Lucy, your host, and today we have with us Michelle Hackney and Mia Ortiz. Michelle is a full-time homeschooling mother of five living in Las Cruces, New Mexico. She is an advocate for breastfeeding, children's rights, and attachment parenting. Michelle believes that developing nurturing and mindful connections through trust and respect is the ideal way for parents to raise secure, independent, and happy children. And Mia Ortiz is an illustrator and public school art teacher, sounds fun, who currently lives in El Paso, Texas with her husband and two sons. She offers private art instruction for people with special needs and is passionate about encouraging and building self-confidence in children by using art as a tool and outlet to communicate emotions. And now recently in August, they collaborated on a book called Mama's Leche, which Michelle wrote and Mia illustrated. And Mama's Leche is a bilingual children's picture book about breastfeeding that is uniquely told from the infant's perspective. And I am very much enjoying it, for one. So, Michelle, let's begin with you. Without any further ado, filling in the gaps in the intro.
No, I think you covered it. I would just say that I think we've taken this passion about breastfeeding and turned it into a cause now.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm really thrilled to get the opportunity to highlight what it is that the two of you are doing. And Mia, what is something that you would like to add to that introduction?
It's been a 2-year journey of lots of hard work and passion, and Michelle has been really steering the way and encouraging me. And everything we've been through is so surreal, this sisterhood that we're going through. It's very cool.
Yeah, it is.
And you two go way back too, don't you?
Yes. Well, we're first cousins.
Yeah.
So we've had a whole lifetime together. I'm 10 years older than Mia, but we're family. So yeah, you're right.
That's beautiful. You go way back, like to the beginning. Yeah.
Yes, I remember when Mia was born.
Oh, that's a special bond. That's like a whole other different kind of bond there. So yeah. Michelle, what is the message that you're most passionate about sharing?
Well, breastfeeding is normal. Yes. I think that's the biggest message. Nursing a child is the most natural thing a mother can do. And we live in a world where it almost brings tears to my eyes. Such a stigma has been placed on it, especially in public. And we need to change that immediately. I think that's why Mia and I created Mama's Leche, to present breastfeeding as natural. And to emphasize that breasts are foremost for nourishing a child.
Yeah.
You know, there's an important primal bond that's created between a mother and a child while breastfeeding. And I think Mama's Leche shows that. And maybe if Mia and I can help people to understand that bond, they'll respect it more.
Mm. Yeah. And it's a beautiful, it's a very digestible way to bring this topic out. Yeah, it's not like an in your face, which some people for them, I completely respect that that's the approach and that's the purpose that they find in the advocacy part of it. Mm-hmm. And when you integrate what your gift is, each of you, because the illustrations are beautiful, the writing is beautiful, the whole concept behind it is just very unique.
Thank you.
And you're bringing a different approach to this whole topic.
Well, Mia, we have an image right in the center of the book where the mother has her shirt off and she's nursing and her breasts are exposed. And that, you know, is a little bit controversial, but I think the way we wrote the story and the way Mia created the images, it portrays it in a very nurturing, really natural way. And so I think that's the message that I'm most passionate about sharing.
Yes. And along those lines, I have a question for Mia. What was the experience like illustrating this concept in the book?
Well, the coolest thing, not only are we first cousins, but we were so fortunate enough to be pregnant together. Yeah. And during our pregnancy, we were each other's allies, support system. We come from a long line of strong-willed women, but they also didn't breastfeed. They encouraged formula. And Michelle used to live in California, and I read a bunch of books. And together, we started looking through and saying, why are boobs not shown? Why is this not okay? Breastfeeding is universal, and it's what connects us mothers together. And the majority of my artwork has always been a naked woman. I've always drawn, I love loose, whimsical black ink. And she pitched it to me, and I said, and excuse my language, but that's fucking great. You know, that's amazing. I think this could go somewhere. Yeah. So we dabbled with it. And then she sent me the words, and mind you, she lives in Las Cruces, and we see each other for family gatherings when we can, when I'm in El Paso. It's like a 40-minute ride here and there. And she just handed it to me and said, do your thing. And so I simply really try to focus in on what baby would think and what we share when we think, when we're talking about holding the baby and that special bond and how they smell. And it was a very fun process. And the fact that she said, do what you want, it wasn't so, this is what I want, this is how it needs to be done. She gave me that freedom to be myself and actually put a little bit of my personality into it. And so I think that's what made it so much fun, because we work really well together, our collaborations, her ideas. And then when I gave her it, I was, Michelle, tell me, what do I need to fix? What do I need to do? And she was like, I love it. Leave it. It was very
I feel like she took my words and she created exactly what I was trying to express in images. She really felt me, and she's right. It was an easy collaboration, and I think it turned out beautifully. I'm really proud of it.
Really, there's so much, connection between the two of you. And I mean, obviously not every first cousin relationship is like that. So special uh-huh. connection the two of you have that literally, you know, she could hand this over to you and say, you know what? I trust you. Yeah, I know that you can handle this, and go nuts, have fun. You know?
And I think a lot of it is the mutual respect we have for each other, especially with the literacy aspect of it. Michelle's very experienced in her writing abilities. And when she gave it to me, I thought, oh my gosh, this is so cute. This could be something. What can we do with it? And yeah, I mean, it just took off from there. And I guess Michelle can agree, the whole ride, you know, if you knew, we did a cut and paste. I mean, we put it and played around, and she sent a paper cutout. Tell her about it, Michelle.
What is this?
She's talking about the writing process now and our first rough draft. And when we first started scouting out a publisher, because we felt like we wanted to share our message with the world, we had initially sent out this cut and paste thing that didn't really look much like a book to a publisher. And we got a message back that said, hey, this is a cool concept. I don't know what to do with it. Keep going. And so it just grew. And I think that's what she's referencing to.
Yeah. We just kept
and
branching.
Now it's a real book.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
No, it's
surreal.
It's
a real book. Yeah. So how long ago was that? When did the whole process begin?
About 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because our children are now, hers just turned 4 and mine is 3.5. And we began this when we were pregnant. So it's been about a 2-year process from start to finish.
Wow.
And we just, it was released September 1st. And so we're just still new at the game, almost 3 months into it.
Yeah. And over the moon ecstatic, because everybody kept saying, we don't know what to do with this, but not know. We don't think we'll do this book justice. We haven't published a children's book in 20 years. Go here, try this. And we were like, okay, let's go.
Yeah. And we were shot down 5 or 6 times before we found a publisher that gave us a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there were times where Michelle was like, maybe we need to start working on another book and maybe there's, you know, but her love for Mama's Leche, she was like, I can't, like, this is it. We have to keep going. And I'm like, all right, let's go.
Yeah. That was definitely a vision. We are.
So you have how many books in the series?
Go ahead, Mia. Yeah.
we're in the process of building. We just finished All in the Big Bed, but we don't know for sure. We're putting that on the back burner right now, right?
Yeah. We've got 6 concepts. Mm-hmm. All of them revolve around child wellness, and mm-hmm. they all revolve around child happiness, and they're all going to be from the child's perspective to give the child a voice.
Yeah.
And so we have a couple of them finished. We're just waiting to get word from the publisher in what order they want them.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
We got excited about what we loved and what we thought should come first. And then it was like, well, hang on a second. This one might be better next. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But to answer your question, there's going to be 6 in the Most Leche bilingual children's book series.
6. Ah, that's
is that right, man?
Maybe 10, maybe 6. Who knows? This thing's going to keep going. You know that, right?
Yes, I feel it.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's just so much. And it's just that, you know, like you said, they said, we don't know what to do with this yet, mm-hmm. but keep going. And it seems like, you know, when you're really onto something and you're feeling, meeting a need, solving a problem, and it resonates with people and they feel it, you know, that it's brewing and there's something there. You just don't know what it is yet. And you keep following your curiosity and trying things and, oh, that wasn't it. Let, you know, let's do it this way. And then before you know it, you know, you have this book and the process, that same process kind of continues, you know, right now as you continue the whole journey.
Yeah.
That's really exciting. So
yeah, you find out what works and what doesn't. And I think time after time, it'll get easier.
Yeah. And you'll develop more of a system and more awareness of
your
audience. And, yeah. So what has been the feedback from your audience so far?
Oh, Lucy, I'm beside myself with joy because since September 1st, Mia and I have been traveling. We were invited to do a nationwide Barnes & Noble book tour. And we did 4 states, 9 or 10 cities. And every signing we did, mothers would come and say, thank you for doing this. We needed this. There wasn't a child book out there like this. Or thank you for being my voice. You don't know how I've been shamed for feeding my child in public.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like based on numbers from our publisher and just based on the feedback from parents that this came out of the gate running.
Yeah.
And it's definitely creating a life of its own. And we're just sort of facilitating the message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also remember at one of our book signings, there was a young lady who literally had, I guess, just had a baby.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to miss our book signing. And so as soon as she was able to leave the hospital, I mean, her husband brought her in her gown practically.
Oh my gosh.
She was in pajamas.
Uh-huh. She was 100% fangirl and she was like, I just had to be here.
Oh, that was so meaningful to us.
Yeah.
We were very important. Touched by that.
Wow. And so you're seeing the impact.
And I mean, all the time we're getting messages and connecting with people on social media, mostly even from other countries now who are reaching out and saying, wow, this is really important. And thank you for doing this. And we didn't realize, or maybe we did somewhere in the back of our heads, that it was going to be so big. We definitely have the passion for the topic. I just don't think we realized that it was going to fill such a niche, such a void. Unfortunately and sadly, there is a void here in this country, you know, and it goes back to that stigma. Mm-hmm. And so I feel really grateful. Yeah, we definitely have had a large, what do I want to say, following that's growing now.
Yeah. Yeah. And rightfully so, because this is, you know, really resonating with people. And along that note, you know, how do you see this, or how has this begun to fit into the movement that has been gaining momentum on, you know, pro breastfeeding?
Do you mind if I speak on that, Mia?
Yeah.
No, oh, go
a
for
second
it, go
and
for
you
it.
Feel, okay. Okay. So we just finished up our 2017 book tour and we're resting for the holidays. And I just had a moment the other night where I was sitting and thinking about all the travel and all the people that we've met. And it just hit me over the head like a frying pan, where I was like, whoa, Mama's Leche is part of this growing advocacy movement that's promoting acceptance and standardization of breastfeeding. Mm. And when you have moms coming and saying, thank you for being my voice, and when you have well-respected organizations like WIC and La Leche League and Normalized Breastfeeding that was created by a fierce mom herself named Vanessa Simmons, it's like they're purchasing your book in bulk, using it as education material. That's when you sit back and I was like, dang, Mia, we're doing something right.
Yeah.
I don't know how to express it enough that we are so grateful to be up there playing with the big dogs, helping to spread this message, because it is very much needed.
Yeah. Yeah. Mia, did you have something?
Yeah, I really feel like Mama's Leche really wants to continue to integrate that positive communication to moms, especially those who don't have the support or don't know their rights when they go back to work.
Yeah,
it's very important to us, and it is it's eye awakening, because the empowering women that we've met and the connections that Michelle has made continually. Talking and networking with these people. I mean, it's beautiful. We need a tribe. We need a giant tribe to come together and really support each other. And we're so blessed. Very thankful.
Yeah, I think she hit on something right there. Like, why do women need to have rights to nurse their child in public? I live in New Mexico. And here in New Mexico, there is a breastfeeding task force. And they are intense, and they help women to understand that they do have the right to breastfeed in public, and they designate these safe places. And I just feel like it's such a shame that we're living in a society where there has to be a task force helping to defend women to feed their child, you know? So
it's a totally normal thing.
Yeah. Do you feel that that's because women are afraid that they don't know that they physically can like breastfeed, or is it more of a mental thing that the people looking at them funny?
I think it's both. I think first of all, you know, they concern themselves with public nudity. Mm. I mean, we have been sent videos and we've watched so many videos online where moms are sitting in the park and they're nursing their child and somebody comes by and is like, do that at home, cover up. You shouldn't be doing that here. And so I think anytime a mom now, it's just such a thing now, you know, for it to be controversial. It's a boob, you know, and boobs are so controversial that I think moms are always conscious of it now,
mm-hmm.
in public, especially.
Yeah. And I feel like our book, Mama's Leche, really just wants to hone in on those leadership roles that we can play for women and alliances with all mamas out there, that you'll stick up for somebody and you'll say, hey, like, leave her alone. She has every right to breastfeed right now. It's her choice.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, even the fact that, you know, when you're under stress, when you're experiencing stress in your body, that affects your letdown, like your supply, all these kinds of things. So if you're out there, you know, you're trying to feed your baby and
you're stressed,
don't feel
out.
Safe. You feel stressed. Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel judged.
Yeah, when it's not accepted, it's not going to happen. It needs to be completely okay so that, you know, you don't get stressed out about that, because you're right. Your body takes in all of that negative, and you know, anything could happen to change your flow or make you feel uncomfortable or cut things short because you feel uncomfortable breastfeeding at work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not having that support network.
Mm. So what would you say is your biggest, what was your biggest aha moment along the way so far?
Well, I think I spoke on mine. Like I said, just a few days ago, I had that moment where I realized the impact that the book is making. And when I realized, like, wow, this is real. WIC, La Leche League, Normalized Breastfeeding, they're picking it up. They're going for it. That was my aha moment. So I think I should let Mia have the stage. I think I already talked about mine.
I agree with Michelle on everything she said. Definitely, it's surreal. And I had one of my best friends who lives in New York sent me a picture of Mama's Leche with the Empire State Building in the background. And I said, oh my God, it's in New York. It's in New York. And so I was so excited. And I said, Michelle, our book's at Barnes & Noble in New York. And she was like, what?
What?
we were super stoked. And I mean, I can't believe it. And Amazon is doing really well, helping us get the word out there. Yes. A lot of people have made really good comments. The feedback is positive. And we just want to keep going with it. We want to keep encouraging women to share with their children and, you know, use it as a learning tool. And we're very proud, very proud.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you should be. And and this is actually reminds me too, because I had this thought, this question about what has been the feedback from the kids who have read the book with their moms.
Oh, Michelle, tell them about the Snapchats.
Oh my gosh, we were just recently gifted this compilation, little snippets of this mother with her two children in bed, reading it to them at their bedtime. And the little baby, she must be a year old. She takes the book and she kisses the baby and she's rubbing the baby's hair. And it's obvious that she is maybe connecting. She loved the images. And so that really touched us. Well, since we've been traveling the nation and we've been able to read the book at our book signings, usually there's 10, 12 kids that come, and not a one of them has had a problem with the naked boobs. Every single one of them recognizes the nurturing part of it. The ones that have been breastfed, you can tell that they connect with the stare. There's an image in there where the mama and the baby stare. And so I think our children, the children who have read it have been our most important critics. And I think they like it. And I think they connect with it. And I think they recognize the love that's behind it.
Definitely.
I think they feel it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's so awesome. I know when I brought the book home after I met you, Michelle, and it was still, thank you so much for giving me a copy of the book. It's
my pleasure.
I love it. It's sitting right next to my TV.
Thank you.
And I've got to say, you know, at first, our toddlers, you know, they're young, they're 2 and 3. And turning 2 and 3 soon. And they're like, oh yeah, like they get it. You know, they were there not that long ago. Our older kids, one of our second oldest, she was like, did you know that there's a boob in here? You know, you remember, like, right? Like you saw me breastfeeding your little brother and little sister. And I was like, yeah, I know, but like, it's a boob. Like, that's okay. Yeah. You know, it's just that we're so conditioned culturally from such a young age. And even though we at home have made it normal, you know, that you know, you saw me feeding the babies not that long ago. It's still what we are around. So not so much that it's what we're up against, but it's just, it's our opportunity to speak into that. And instead of turning a blind eye to it and saying, well, you think it's weird.
You know, there was a mom that I met in Denver. And she purchased a book and said, I have a 5-year-old at home and I'm expecting. And when I nurse this little one that I'm giving birth to soon, I'm going to read this book with her. And I'm going to use this to show her what I'm doing with her new little sister. And even though she wasn't so far removed from being breastfed herself, you're right. As we grow, you know, we sort of separate ourselves and out in the world, we're not naked. And so I think going back to full circle to what you had asked us in the beginning about our most passionate message that we want to share, I think it's just going back to normalizing it and reminding everybody that that's okay. And that their boobs are for feeding babies.
Yeah. Even if they're not,
first and foremost,
they're not in the season of feeding babies, then it's okay to see other moms feeding their baby. You know,
yeah,
it's normal. It's not weird. Yeah. So what is your big vision look like at this point?
So to my core, I'm most passionate about child health and wellness. I mean, both physical and mental wellness. And so I want children to always be happy and well. And I think for me, that begins with strong bonds that are built with mothers and children. And that doesn't just mean through breastfeeding. That means through attachment parenting, not just, you know, nurturing your child as an infant and being positive and being respectful and throughout their life. And so I want Mamas Leche to go global. I want Mamas Leche to continue being used as an educational tool and the following books as well. I want them to be a platform where people can speak out for children's rights. That's my giant vision. When I pull back and I look at this third person, I want these books to be a voice for children, so that they can be understood better and so that adults will treat them respectfully and they can live happily and they can be well.
I think that's perfectly said.
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot going on, Lucy. Let me tell you something. I have to toot our own horn right now. We sent a copy to Michelle Obama. And putting all politics aside, this woman has fought hard for child wellness. And she has helped to advocate for child obesity. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to let her know that we were following her lead. And we got a thank you letter in the mail directed to our marketing agent from Barack Obama saying thank you. And shortly after that, our marketing agent got an email from Harpo Entertainment asking for a book for Oprah. We don't know where that's going. We don't know if that's going to take off. But I'm feeling really excited about that because that will give us a greater platform to share this message, not just about breastfeeding, but about child wellness and child happiness in general. And so I'm not sure where I was going with that, but that's something that I'm really proud with right now. Right now.
And that's going towards that big vision.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Of providing others with the tools and just the community that, you know, normalizing, being a part of that movement. And I can even see, I can imagine this becoming something that, you know, you have a community built around this, that you connect people, bring them together. And again, the book is a tool and a resource for people to use.
I think you're right, because we've actually had hospitals reach out to us. That's another thing I'm really proud of, is the Harlem Hospital reached out to us and asked if we would sit on a panel discussion to talk about the book and the importance of breastfeeding. And we're recognizing that there is a sisterhood uniting and there is a community growing, and it's sort of becoming its own breathing, living thing, like I said before. And so I think we're doing good work.
Yes, you're doing great work. You're doing a lot right.
Thank you.
And that's what I was gonna, and I think I know what your answer is going to be, because it's just from a different angle. But what are you most excited about right now, today?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, I feel the unconditional love and support from all the mamas out there and empowering women, especially like you, you know, really taking control of their goals, their ambitions, and doing it all. I mean, mothers do everything.
Gotta do. We're badasses.
That's what it feels like, yeah. So I'm really excited to be a part of this journey with Michelle, and I know that it comes from love, absolute love for each other, for our children, for our, you know, our babies growing up together, to set examples to the women in our community. It's huge for me. It's really a big part of our life. So.
And it seems like you're both naturals at this. Like, this is clearly
something. Oh my gosh.
Like, hello, naturals at what?
When exactly am I natural at?
Just a little bit, something here and there, you know.
Oh my goodness. ditto what Mia said. That'd be my answer if I was going next.
you're both so in tune with each other. I love the synergy. I mean, the energy and the excitement, the enthusiasm is really palpable.
We're just really goofy moms, and we're constantly, you know, like, yeah, you did it right. You're good. Give me a high five and back at it.
That's what we like need. That's what we need more of. Yeah, somebody give me like a spank in the butt and be like, you are great.
Woo, yeah.
Go team.
Good enough. You're more than good. Yeah, go team.
Yeah, you look hot. It's okay.
Yeah, out of bed, you know. You don't
it's
know.
Okay, if you have spit up on you, it's all right. Rock it.
Yeah, it's just real life. Yeah.
Yes.
And the way that you're tying in your lives and your experience, because that's the beauty of it, right? That we get to experience all these different things in life, and then that helps us clarify what our purpose is, what we want, and what we don't want. And how we can bring value to others. And both of you are doing that. And it's
beautiful. Thank you.
I do
very
have
much.
One last thing to reiterate what Michelle was saying, especially right now with all this stuff that's going on in the United States specifically. Mm-hmm. It's time for some light to be shined as women just really rise up. So we're excited to be a part of this movement.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, and the light, more light, more and more light. You just can't go wrong with that. Is there anything that either of you want to add before we wrap up?
Oh my gosh. I guess I could share where to get more information if that would be appropriate.
That was my next question. Where can they find you?
First and foremost, I want to let people know that you can always approach our publisher. Like we said, you know, early on, we have been through this journey of getting shot down and knowing we had something important to share. And so Home Press is who gave us our chance. It's spelled H-O-H-M. And they sell our book directly online, and they've got information about us. And then, like Mia had also said, Amazon sells our book. You can find information about us and what we're doing next on Instagram and Facebook. And so I think that those four places would be the best for you to reach out and find us, ask questions, know what's going on in the future for us. Any other places, Mia?
I think you got it all.
Is that,
okay. And all of these links are going to be included in the show notes for this episode. So we're going to make sure that you, all of the audience knows how to get in touch with Home Press, have the link to their site. And then I'm also going to include the Amazon link for the book.
Thank you.
Yes. So that, you know, you don't have to dig around for it. You got it right there. Right. Instagram, are you under Mama's Leche?
We are.
Yes. Okay. So at Mama's Leche. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'll include the link for that.
And
too.
Then our Facebook page is also Mama's Leche.
All right. Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right. This has been such a pleasure.
And thank you so much.
We could do this every day with you.
Let's remind each other how awesome we are and just keep going.
Yeah. High five via
going.
Zoom.
High five. Yeah. So lots of emojis with high fives and stars in their eyes and things like that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both so much for taking the time, sharing yourselves, your insights, your passion with us.
Thank you for having us and allowing us to talk about this and share our message.
Yeah. It's really an honor.
I appreciate it.
thank you all too for tuning in to watch or listen to this interview. And here's to your sexy life.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Life Podcast. For more resources for your sexy life, visit sexylifecoaching.com. See you there.